It is Oklahoma State 38 to nothing. That's right, 38 to nothing on our first comp halftime show. We're joined now by your university president, J.B. Milliken. And J.B., you've been with us each halftime of every broadcast this year. It's great to see you again. And we want to talk about something very special that happened at UNL this week, but this is unbelievable. I mean, we're all from Nebraska. You're from Fremont. I'm from Lincoln. I never thought I would live this long to see this.
Well, I hear what you're saying, Jim. I grew up in Fremont football. I'm as big a fan as anyone. I've been watching this for 45 years, and this hurts. I always hope when I come up here at halftime, I've got some real positive message for the folks across Nebraska and Husker Nation across the country. And there are many, many great things going on at the University of Nebraska, but right now this is one that we got to work on.
Yeah. Well, Johnny Carson might be one of the most favored people in the country over the last 50 years, and we're lucky to say he's ours. He's from Norfolk, and he graduated from this university in the 1940s and went on to an incredible career in television and film and in the arts. And just before he passed away, he left us a wonderful gift, and you dedicated that new building of his to this week.
We did, and yesterday the governor of Nebraska declared the day Johnny Carson Day for Nebraska. We opened the Johnny Carson School of Theater and Film. Johnny gave a very generous gift, about $11 million, to support the renovation of the Temple Building, where he did his work as an undergraduate, and then to support the academic programs. We had a great event last night with his wife, Alex, and his sister, Kit, and brother, Dick, and this entire extended family of the Carsons who are here at the game today. This is one of the great things at the University of Nebraska. You know, this is one of those things. You build great programs, and, of course, we've been awfully spoiled with a fabulous football program over the years, but there are other great programs throughout the university, and this is going to be one of them, where people across the country are going to know the Carson School of Theater and Film at the University of Nebraska. And it's going to raise, just like the athletics did at Nebraska, it raises our expectations and aspirations across the campus, too. So we perform better, and our students and faculty have some great things to aspire to.
Well, Johnny Carson was the best at what he did, and you talked about the facility. There's a building over there, the Temple Building, that's been around for 100 years, and you talked about the renovations there, but what else can something like this do? Do you attract better professors? Do you attract a kind of a reputation to bring in the best film and art students from around the country? Will they come to Nebraska now?
Oh, absolutely. I think they will. I think we have a goal of being the best program between the coasts for this, and so we want to be a hub, and in addition to the renovations that Johnny provided funding to support the academic programs, and that's what it'll be. It'll be to attract professors that are the best in their field and be to attract students who want to come here to study, and having a name like Johnny Carson on here, it's just like the names on the campus of other places where we have Pound and Willa Cather and John Neihardt and other great Nebraska luminaries, sort of raises the expectations for everybody, and it ties into our heritage with the university and the great people who have walked through this university and gone on to achieve just great things.
J.B., it's great seeing you. Thanks for coming by today. I know it's kind of a rough day for all of us wearing red and white. You know, we've endured a lot over the years, and we're going to get through this somehow together. If everybody hangs together, we'll get through this too.
Big Red will be back, Jim. We'll work hard second half, you and I.
That's J.B. Milliken, Nebraska's president.